奉主耶稣圣名，在这里分享圣经的真理。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'll share biblical truth with one another.
那今天早上呢，想要用要我为你做什么继续来查考。
So this morning we will continue the topic. What do you want me to do for you?
我们首先来看一节经节，马可福音第十章。
Let's first turn to Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章，我们来看第五十节。
Mark 10 verse 50.
马可福音第十章的五十节。
Mark 10:50.
瞎子就丢下衣服跳起来走到耶稣那里，耶稣说，要我为你做什么？瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。
Verse 50, throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see.
那这是主耶稣他在对观福音书，就是在马太马可路加福音里面他所行公开神迹里面的最后一次。
This miracle is actually recorded. It's the last miracle that was recorded in the four gospels.
那这个神迹在马太、马可、路加福音都有记载。
And this miracle is recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke.
就是记载这一个瞎子。特别在马可福音把他名字记下来，叫做巴迪买，是迪买的儿子。他是眼瞎的人，坐在路边是当乞丐的。那耶稣基督医好了他。
And this beggar is especially recorded his name, which is Bartimaeus, and he was a beggar and he was blind and was and God Jesus Christ healed him.
那主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，他有几个重点，他基本上做三件主要的事情。
And Jesus in this world, he mainly did three things.
第一个，他就是来传讲神国的福音，就是要让怎么让人得救进天国。
First is to proclaim the gospel on how we could be saved.
接下来，主耶稣他医病赶鬼，他关心人的需要。
Secondly, is that he cured diseases and cured people, and also to attend to their needs.
他证明他是一个有慈爱、有恩典、有怜悯的神。
And this is to prove that he is a graceful, a merciful God.
也藉由神迹证明他是从天、从神那边来的。
And through the miracles, that it proved that he is from heaven, from God.
第三个重点就是主耶稣基督要为人类解决罪的问题。
Their main thing that he was to do for us is to solve the problem of sin.
他要为人类牺牲在十字架上。
He is to sacrifice himself on the cross for us.
用他无罪的这个无罪的身体为我们救赎我们离开这个罪恶的世界。
Use his sinless body to deliver us from this sinful world.
然后我们可以进入他为我们所准备的那个永远荣耀的天国。
So that we could enter the place of heavenly peace that he prepared for us.
所以主耶稣基督他来世上，他的目标非常清楚。
So when Jesus came to this world, his goals are very clear.
他每一步路就是渐渐的走向要完成这个救恩的这个路程。
Every step he took, it's drawing closer to this to the completion of this salvation.
那这个神迹其实也是主耶稣在走向耶路撒冷路上所发生的。
And this miracle was performed on his way towards Jerusalem.
因为最后耶稣基督他在耶路撒冷被这些公会的人犹太人定罪，然后被钉死在十字架上。
And at last, Jesus Christ was captured and crucified in Jerusalem.
那这个神迹从第四十六节开始记载是怎么一回事？
And so this miracle was recorded starting from verse 46.
这是说主耶稣他到了耶利哥，然后主耶稣跟他的门徒许多人要离开耶利哥的时候，一个讨饭的瞎子，他叫巴迪买，他坐在这个路旁，就是一个大路的旁边讨饭。
So here records that on their way to Jericho, that Jesus came across this beggar, this blind man named Bartimaeus, sitting by the roadside begging.
那这个人是很可怜的啊，因为他眼瞎。
And he is a pitiful man because he is blind.
啊，在那个时候，在那个时代，有残障的人基本上生活是没有保障，也没有希望了。
So at that time, if you are handicapped, your life or your living is not secure, no hope.
那可是在这个时候，第四十七节说，他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，他就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，你可怜我吧。”
So in verse 47 here, it says that when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
因为这个时候，因为他坐在这个大路旁边，那这个路是从耶路哥要上耶路撒冷的路上。
Because at that time he was sitting at the roadside. This road is actually this road actually connects Jericho to Jerusalem.
那这个时候，因为一群人走着，他就听到说，哎，是拿撒勒的耶稣要从这边经过，他就大喊，要他就称耶稣是大卫的子孙，要他可怜他。
And because there was a large crowd, and that somehow he heard that there is Jesus of Nazareth within this crowd, and therefore he shouted aloud, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
这个时候，很多人就责备他了，不起他作声啊。
And so at this time, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet.
可是这个时候，他却越发大声的喊着说：“大卫子孙，可怜我。”
But rather, he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
表示说，他一开始大喊的时候，主耶稣并没有回应他的呼喊。
Which means that when he first cried out, Jesus Christ did not reply to him yet.
他进一步的越发大声喊叫， then, 这个时候主耶稣就站住了。
And then he shouted all more, and so Jesus stopped and said.
那这个时候，主耶稣就说要叫他过来。
And so Jesus called this blind man to him.
然后这个时候，这个瞎子呢，他就很高兴的跳起来，丢下他的衣服，就走到耶稣那里了。
And so this blind man was so happy that Jesus called him, so he threw down his cloak and jumped up and ran to Jesus.
然后主耶稣特别问他说：“你要我为你做什么？”
So Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
这个时候，瞎子说：“拉伯，你就是夫子，我要能看见。”
And so the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see."
那耶稣就说：“哦，你去吧，你的信救了你。”
And so Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you."
那时候瞎子立刻看见。但是他却在路上跟随了耶稣。
And immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus along the road.
那这个过程，这样圣经描述起来很简单啊。
This whole process seems to be very easy and simple.
但是其实它这里面有很多很好的教训，我们可以学习，然后作为我们信仰上跟随耶稣的一个有力的一种教训。
There, in reality, there are many teachings in this short passage for us to learn how to follow Jesus.
首先，他听到耶稣是经过的时候，他会了解说耶稣是大卫的子孙。
First, when he heard that Jesus passed by, he knew that Jesus is the son of David.
那耶稣是大卫子孙这件事情，其实当时候文士法利赛人啊，他们即使知道，他们也不愿意相信的事实。
So at that time, Jesus, son of David, was not approved by the Pharisees and the scholars.
因为在第十二章马可福音第十二章啊，我们看一下马可福音第十二章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 12.
第十二章第三十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 35.
十二章三十五节，耶稣在殿里教训人，就问他们说：“文士怎么说大基督是大卫的子孙呢？”
35. While Jesus was teaching in the temple court, he asked, "How is it that the teachers of the law said that the Christ is the son of David?"
那大卫被圣灵感动说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。大卫既自己称他为主，他怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？众人都喜欢听他。
So here, verse 36 is David himself speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet." David himself calls him Lord. How then can he be his son?
那时候，其实主耶稣他这个这一次跟 这法利赛人的对话他是主动提出来的。
So at this time, Jesus actually started this discussion with the Pharisees.
他反问这些法利赛人说，基督，论到基督，你们的意见是怎么样？你们觉得基督是谁啊？
So he asked the Pharisees, who do you think this Christ is?
那对法利赛人来说，他们很清楚，基督一定是从大卫的子孙出来的。
So to the Pharisees, they are very clear that Christ will come from the sons of David.
那这个时候，主耶稣特别引这个诗篇110篇大卫所写的这个诗来反问他们。
And so Jesus Christ used Psalm 110 as a point of questions to the Pharisees.
既然大卫称他为主，就是说大卫称基督是主，那大卫他那基督怎么又是大卫的子孙呢？怎么又反过来了呢？
So if David calls the Lord my Lord, then how could he, Christ be his son?
那所以这个地方这样一问以后，圣经特别记载说，当时候的这些法利赛人呢，他们没有一个人能够回答耶稣这个问话。
So once he asked this question, none of the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, were able to reply Jesus.
那时候，因为他们不明白为什么这个基督当时候是大卫称他为主的，现在他又是大卫的子孙啊，这怎么了解呢？因为这个时间点不一样啊。
So at that time, if David calls calls the Lord my Lord, then how could he still be his son? Because the time difference.
主耶稣特别要这些法利赛人了解，在这个在神的计划里面，在灵里面，那是主耶稣已经先前存在在大卫那个旧约时代里面已经存在的。
So what Jesus wanted them to understand that in spirit Jesus Christ had already existed in the time of David.
要他们用属灵的眼光来看待耶稣基督。
And he wanted them to view Jesus Christ from a spiritual point of view.
要让他们知道基督不是你们所看到这个肉身人子的耶稣而已。
So he wanted them to understand that Christ is not of this physical body.
因为后来保罗他特别提到这一点，他给我们一个很清楚的解释。
Because later Paul gave us a very clear explanation.
我们来看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
我们先看第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书一章三节
Chapter 1 verse 3
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说他是从大卫后裔生的
Regarding his son who as to his human nature was a descendant of David
第四节说按圣善的灵说因为从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子
So in verse 4 it continued and who through the spirit of the holiness was declared with the power to be the son of God.
所以从肉体说没有错，耶稣是从大卫的后裔来的。
So from the physical body, yes, it is that he is from the descendant of David.
但是从灵的角度来看，耶稣是神的儿子，他早在大卫之前就已经存在，在创世的时候就已经立在那了。
However, through the spirit of holiness that he already existed in the time of David or even to the extent of the creation of the world.
他是生命的主，他早在创世之初，他是万有都是借他造出来的。
That he is the Lord of life, that he, that all creation was created through him.
所以
by him.
对当时候这些法利赛人呢，他们真的没有办法看清楚耶稣到底是谁。
So at that time, these Pharisees and teachers of the law could not see clearly who this Jesus is.
因为他们用人间的逻辑，用人的理性，他们不愿意承认耶稣是从神来的。
So through the human rationalities and understanding that they refuse to accept that Jesus is from God.
所以他们看过耶稣行神迹，他们听过耶稣讲的神国的福音，可是他们一点也不愿意相信。
Therefore, so they, even though they seen that Jesus performed miracles, that they still did not want to accept that he is from God.
从属灵的角度来看，其实这些法利赛人他们是眼瞎的人。
So in the spiritual point of view, these Pharisees are blind.
虽然他们很有知识，可是他们却看不明耶稣是谁。
Even though they have great knowledge, but yet they cannot see clearly who Jesus is.
但是反过来，这个瞎眼的人，这个巴迪买，他却反而可以很清楚认识耶稣是大卫的子孙。其实他这一句话已经表明耶稣是弥赛亚基督了。
But on the other hand, this Bartimaeus, he even though he's physically blind, but yet he could see that who Jesus is.
他相信耶稣就是救主。
He believes that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
所以他一知道耶稣从这边路边刚好经过的时候，他就抓住机会，赶快请耶稣，你可怜我。
So when the opportunity came that Jesus passed by him by the roadside, he grabbed onto that opportunity and asked God to help him.
他相信耶稣基督是有怜悯有恩典的神。
He believed that Jesus Christ is a merciful and graceful God.
那这个时候，在这种情况下，因为他大声喊叫，可能旁边人觉得很吵。
And under this situation that he called out loudly and people.Thought that he was too loud.
我们如果想，今天如果是我们是眼瞎的人，那站坐在路边，然后现在有一个可能帮助我们经过了，我们会用什么心情去喊叫，呼喊这个人来帮助我们呢
？So if we are a blind man sitting on the roadside, and if someone that could help us pass by us, what kind ofemotional, what kind of mentality will we have towards that person?
我们是会轻轻小小声的说，主啊，你帮助我啊，还是我们会很大声用力的大声喊，不管别人会不会在意我用什么声音喊。
Will we call out to him very quietly and softly, asking him to come and help us, or are we going to call out loudly and shout out for his help?
今天如果我们觉得说，耶稣是我唯一的希望，我们一定会用尽吃奶的力量大声喊叫的。
So if today we know that Jesus Christ is the only hope for us, then we will surely shout out with all our might to call for his help.
我们一定不会管其他人他怎么看我。
We will disregard other people, how other people will look at us.
但是如果我们不觉得说这个是我唯一的机会。
But if we don't think that this is our only hope,
我们可能就会小小声的，就是他如果听到就赚到了，他如果没有听到就算了。
Then we will not shout out too loud. We might cry out softly. If he will hear it, then be it. If not, let it be it.
所以这个时候，他这个喊叫，其他人就责备他说：“叫他不要做声，叫他不要出，表示说他的声音真的是很大的。”
So when he called out, shout out loudly, others rebuke him, tell him to be quiet. Therefore, we know that his cry was very loud.
但这个时候，他没有被这些人的责备就吓倒了，他没有退缩。
And at this time, he did not withdraw because others rebuked him.
他越发大声喊叫，再讲一次，大卫的子孙，可怜我。
But rather, he shouted all the more, asked God, Jesus, Son of David, to have mercy on him.
对他来说，主耶稣基督，他这一次如果没有抓住机会的话，那怎么可以呢？他绝对不让耶稣走了。
So to him, this is a great opportunity. If he does not grab onto Jesus, then he will lose his chance.
但是我们想在这个时候，这一群人。跟随的人他们会责备这个巴迪买他们是出一个什么样的心呢
So if we look at these crowds, if they were to rebuke this Bartimaeus, what kind of heart do they have?
我们在这个地方又看到第二种的瞎眼的人
And here we see the second kind of blind man.
这一群人他们看到这个乞丐瞎眼的乞丐很可怜在路边他们都没有想到说主耶稣可以行神迹啊没有帮他请主耶稣说主耶稣
These crowds see that this man, this blind man sitting on the roadside, yet they did not think that to ask Jesus to help this blind man.
他们甚至没有想到说要帮助他求。
To an extent, they even did not think to intercede for him.
他们反而是责备他。
But rather, they rebuked him.
你想想这个时候，这些人的心真的是跟主耶稣的心差太远了。
So if we compare the heart of these crowd to Jesus' heart, it's incomparable.
那我们就想想说，他们跟随耶稣要做什么
？So let's think what do they want from Jesus by following him?
他们跟随耶稣，其实他们并没有耶稣的心呢。
So they follow Jesus because that, even though they follow Jesus, but they do not have the heart of Jesus.
所以今天这他们这一些人的这个作为，责备这个瞎子，给我们一个很大的，今天我们跟随耶稣一个很大的提醒。
So, their rebuke of this blind man is actually a very good warning to the people, to us as a follower of Christ.
今天如果我们看到有些人，他们很可怜。
So today, when we look at some other people that are in trouble,
在他们生活中，他们生命当中有缺陷，有缺陷了。
Maybe in their time, in their life, they are they have some needs or they are handicapped.
他们如果来求耶稣来帮助
，So if they come and ask for Christ to help them,
他们的一些作为如果让我们觉得说好像，哎，我们觉得说。我们会觉得说好像有点被打扰，就是说破坏了他们当时在路上走，也许他们在路上走的时候在讲话啊，或者是他们在欣赏风景啊。那这个瞎子一喊，就破坏他们当时的那种啊，当时情境啊，他们反过来责备他。
So maybe his actions might cause some disharmonies, and that we might rebuke the person.
那这个时候，你看，我们有时候可能也会像这些人一样的。
So sometimes we might even be like this kind of this crowd.
有时候有人来要寻求主耶稣的帮助。
So some people that might come to seek help from God.
他们如果不是按着我们所需要的方法来求问的话
，If they don't ask or request with the method that we thought they should.
但有时候我们就会觉得不舒服。
Then we might feel uncomfortable.
我有时候反过来会责备人家。
Or maybe we might even rebuke them in return.
那这是给我们一个提醒哦。有时候我们变成瞎眼的人，其实我们还不知道了。
So this is a warning to us that sometimes we might become blind and we don't even know it.
但是这个要来求恩典的人，他们非常坚定的，他非常坚定的要在大耶和华大声喊，就说大卫的子孙，你可怜我吧。
So this person that he's come to ask grace, he will be very determined to shout the more to ask for God to help.
其实第一次他喊的时候，主耶稣早就听见了。
So actually, the first time when he cried out, Jesus already heard him.
主耶稣从路边经过的时候。应该是也看到这个瞎子在那边。
When Jesus Christ passed by them, he also saw this blind man.
现在问题就在说，有时候我们会质疑说，那主耶稣看到他，为什么没有主动医好他
？So sometimes we might even question if Jesus saw him, why didn't he actively go and heal him?
为什么还要等到人家来大声喊的时候，而且还喊两次啊，主耶稣才要来医好他
？Why is it that Jesus have to wait for others to call on him, or even to an extent wait for him to call on him two times before he extend his hand to help?
其实这个问题很多人我们都问过的。
So this kind of questions were asked by many people.
怎么说呢
？So how do we explain?
今天很多人他们来到教会的时候，看到听到主耶稣的作为，第一个反应就是：主耶稣如果是神，他知道那么多有需要的，为什么不主动帮助他们，让他们全部都好了
？So the first question is that if people come to church and said if Jesus Christ is God and He knows that so many people needs His help, why doesn't He just simply help all of them?
主耶稣知道有这么多坏人，为什么就不把这个恶人都解决掉就没事了？这个世界不是太平了吗
？If Jesus know that there are so many evil person in this world, why doesn't he just destroy them all and then just create peace, in this world?
当我们这样问的时候，其实我们已经把自己当神了。
If we ask this kind of question, we already treat ourselves as deity.
我们常常因为我们不明白神的作为，我们就会认为说这样做比较好。
Because we do not understand the work of God, therefore we might think that this is a better way of work.
这个时候我们要提出来，像问这样话人提出来一个问题。
So at this time we have to ask the person that raised these questions.
主耶稣当然可以主动的怜悯人，所以神已经主动给人很多恩典了。
So actually, God have already given us many grace.
但是主耶稣的救恩是一定要给那些他们真的想要得到的。
But God's grace will only give to those that really, truthfully seek after them.
主耶稣他 第一次这个瞎子喊叫的时候，他没有回应他。
So first time when the blind man shout out, Jesus did not reply to him.
就等到第二次的时候，就看到这个瞎子他本身他对耶稣的信心有多强。
So until the second time, we could see how strong this blind man's faith is towards Jesus.
试一次就知道了。
Only one test.
然后也就是因为主耶稣第一次他喊叫的时候不回应，才会显露这些跟随的人他们的心跟耶稣不一样。
So because Jesus did not reply on the first call, that's why it could reveal the type of heart that these crowd have compared to Jesus' heart.
那这些作为都被留下圣经里面给我们今天做参考了。
So all these deeds, all these work are recorded in the Bible for us to reference and to learn.
让我们来反省，我们是不是也是那个跟随耶稣，但是会责备那个需要帮助的人。
For us to reflect whether we are the follower of Christ and to understand if we are those that the crowd that rebuke the needy.
因为我们看到这一个瞎眼的人呢，他其实是心眼是非常明亮的。
So we could also see that this blind man, his heart is very clear and bright.
他抓住了那个最后的机会。
He grabbed onto that last hope.
因为这一次如果他没有把握机会，主耶稣就不再回到耶利哥城这条路来了。
Because if he loses this hope, opportunity, Jesus will not return to this road to Jericho.
因为再过一个礼拜以后，耶稣基督就被钉死十字架上了。
Because 1 week later, Jesus Christ already will be crucified on the cross.
所以他是趁着耶稣基督还在的时候，他赶紧的来求他。
So he grabbed onto the opportunity when Jesus is still alive to ask for his help.
这是主耶稣他提醒我们，他要趁着主耶稣还在的时候要求他。
So this is also to alert us that we need to cry out for help when Jesus is still available.
我们来看一下约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章，我们请看35节。
John chapter 12 verse 35.
约翰福音十二章的35节。
John 12 verse 35.
耶稣对他们说，光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的不知道往何处去。第36节。
36.
你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。这里耶稣说了这话就离开他们隐藏了。主耶稣这里特别提到说要趁着有光的时候信从这光。
Jesus told them that we need to walk in the light when the light is there.
因为如果这个光过去了，就在黑暗里面了。
Because once this light passes us, then we are in darkness again.
那如果人走在黑暗里面，就不知道往哪里去。
Because when man is walking in the darkness, he does not know where he is going.
这个道理太浅显了，每个人都可以了解的。
So this is a very, very simple, truth that everyone should be able to understand.
所以这个瞎子呢，他抓住耶稣还在世的时候，赶快求主耶稣怜悯。
So this blind man grabbed onto the opportunity that Jesus was still alive, that he asked for his mercy.
好了，然后我们现在看主耶稣就站住，就叫他来了。
So Jesus stopped and he called on him.
主耶稣是请他来的。
So Jesus Christ asked him to come.
主耶稣没有主动走去他那边哦。
Jesus did not walk towards him, go over to him.
所以到要寻求耶稣帮助，一定要到耶稣的跟前来。
So if those that need the help of God, we need to come before the Lord.
因为这个动作表示我们一个人的心呢。
Because this action represents our heart.
今天很多人会觉得说，今天耶稣如果爱我的话，他应该会主动来找我，他应该会把恩典倒在我的家里面来。
So many people think that if Jesus loved me, that he will come to my house and he will pour down his grace in my household.
其实这样的心态已经表明人的心有多骄傲了。
So if they have this kind of heart, it reveals how proud that we our hearts are.
你看这个主耶稣叫他过来，他就来了。
So here Jesus asked him to come.
他是很放心的，跳起来很高兴的走到耶稣那里去了。
So he jump up and walk towards Jesus.
有人就会批评耶稣这么没有爱心哦，人家瞎眼的还要叫人家走到那边去。
So some might rebuke Jesus that How come you have so little love that you ask this blind man to come to you?
为什么不会主动走到那边去?
Why can't you just go towards that blind man?
其实主耶稣他每一个动作每一句话都有意义的。
But actually, Jesus, every word that Jesus said, every action that he takes are all with meaning.
当这个瞎眼的他知道主耶稣叫他的时候，他很高兴，跳起来走到耶稣跟前。
So when this blind man knew that Jesus asked him to come, he jumped up very happily on his feet and walked towards Jesus.
然后到了耶稣跟前以后，主耶稣特别问他说：“你要我为你做什么呢？”
So in front of Jesus, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他是一个瞎眼的，主耶稣当然知道啊。
So Jesus knew that he is a blind man.
他是一个乞丐，也是一个事实啊。
He is a beggar, and that is reality.
难道主耶稣不知道他会想要什么吗？
When Jesus know what he wants,
主耶稣当然知道。
Of course, Jesus knew.
但是这个时候，主耶稣特别再问他一次。
But here, Jesus asked him again.
你到底要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
我们知道一个瞎子哦，一个瞎子。他既然如果是在讨饭的，很多时候他要的是物质上的好处。
So as a blind man, since he's a beggar, oftentimes when he asks for stuff, he's asking for physical stuff.
主耶稣要他自己的嘴巴去显明他自己的心意，他到底是要物质上的好处，还是要真的能够相信耶稣基督给他别人不能给的
？So he.Jesus wants him to say what he really wants, whether he wants material things or he wants something that others cannot give him.
从一个人的祈求内容就看出这个人的心如何了。
Because from what he requests, we could see his heart.
所以他跟主耶稣说，拉波尼，我要能看见。
So he said to Jesus that, Rabbi, I want to see.
因为他知道能看见这件事情是别人没有办法给他。
Because he know to be able to see is something that others cannot give him.
只有耶稣基督，只有这个弥赛亚救赎，才有办法让他重得光明。
Only Jesus Christ, only this Messiah could give him sight again.
他看到主耶稣基督的权柄。
He see the authority of Jesus Christ.
他相信耶稣可以，而且耶稣也愿意。
He believed that Jesus is able and he is willing.
他祈求那个最宝贵的。
So he asked for that most precious.
所以他这样一讲以后，主耶稣跟他说：“你去吧，你的信救了你了。”
So after he said that, Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has healed you."
那这个时候，你看，在这个。马可福音第十章里面，我们昨天有参考过，对照第三十六节，雅各跟约翰他们一样跟主耶稣求。
So, yesterday we also mentioned about Mark chapter 10 verse 36. Here, James and John also asked Jesus.
然后主耶稣也是问他们说，要我给你们做什么吗？
And Jesus also asked them, "What do you want me to do for you?"
当时候他们这两个门徒哦。是跟主耶稣说，我们一个坐你的，在你的荣耀里，一个坐左边，一个坐右边呢、啊。
And so this, at that time, these two disciples of Jesus said to Jesus, "Let one of us sit on your right hand, and the other on your left hand."
但是主耶稣就跟他们说，你们不知道求什么。
And so Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking."
如果我们把这两个地方把它做个比较
，So if we compare these two conversations,
我们就看到说。在第五十二节，耶稣对这个巴迪买这个瞎子，他回答说：“你的信救了你了。”
Here in verse 52, Jesus said to Bartimaeus that your faith has healed you.
表示说他的祈求、啊、真的是符合他的需要，而且他知道他自己在求什么，而且主耶稣也应允他的祈求了。
Because here, Bartimaeus know what he is asking for, and therefore Jesus has.Fulfill his request.
雅各跟约翰他们不知道自己在求什么。
However, John and James, they do not know what they're asking for.
因为他们的心不对了。
Because their heart is wrong.
当时候他们心是为了要凸显自己比别人更高。
Because at that time, they want to manifest that they are better than others.
他们也不知道这个心态这种神国荣耀不是用这样求的。
They also did not know that the glory of God's kingdom is not to be requested like this.
但是对照这个巴底买他对耶稣的信心。
But to compare to Bartimaeus' faith towards God,
他所求的是对他来说是最重要，而且主耶稣认为说你求的是对的。
What he have requested to himself is very important, and this is also the right thing that Jesus also felt that he have requested the right thing.
我们想这个巴底买他可以跟主耶稣求很多很多东西的。
And if we think about this, Bartimaeus actually could ask Jesus for many, many things.
但是他只要求一件最关键的。
But he only asked for one thing, which is most critical thing.
因为他的要求已经显明他对耶稣基督的认识，以及他想要得到的是什么。
Because his request already reveals his understanding of Christ and what he will be asked for.
他是真的相信耶稣是救主的。
He truly believed that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
他不是只是要得到肉体上的好处而已。
He did not want to just receive material blessings.
因为我们要想主耶稣跟他讲这句话。
Because if we think Jesus, when Jesus said this to him,
52节
verse 52,
耶稣说你去吧，你的信救了你了。耶稣叫他你走，你可以走了，你的信已经救了你。
Jesus said to him, go, that you could leave now because your faith have healed you.
当初这个巴底买如果只是为了让他的眼睛能够得光明，现在你想一个人如果瞎眼了，现在眼睛突然能看见，他最希望做什么？
So if a blind man, when he receives sight, what would he want to do?
当然圣经没有告诉我们这个巴底买是不是从小就瞎眼。
So because even though the Bible did not tell us whether Bartimaeus was blind from childhood.
但是当一个人如果眼睛瞎了，现在眼睛突然能看见，你知道这个视力有多美好。
So when the person is blind and then all of a sudden they receive this sight, they will realize how beautiful this world is.
他一定觉得很多很多东西，他需要去用他的眼睛重新再看一下。也许他所亲爱的人，他要想他们现在变得什么样子了。
So when they are able to see, there are so many things that they wanted to see, and there are so many people that they wanted to see.
所以主耶稣其实跟他说：“你去吧，你的信已经救了你了，你可以走了。”
So Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has already healed you." So it means that he could leave now.
但是他没有。
But he did not do that.
当他眼睛开了以后
，when Bartimaeus was able to see,
他说他在路上跟随了耶稣。
Here it says that he followed Jesus along the road.
他跟随耶稣，主耶稣是要走入耶路撒冷，走上被害、被抓、被钉十字架路。
He followed Jesus Christ on the road where Jesus will be crucified, will be captured and crucified and suffered.
所以，当他眼睛得开，他所做第一件事情就已经表明他相信耶稣是他的救主了。
So when he received his sight, he already performed what his heart understanding of Christ Jesus, which is he is his savior.
他要求耶稣能够让他能看见这件事情已经包含他心里的眼睛更加明亮。
So when he asked for his sight, this already revealed that his heart, the eyes of his heart is much brighter and it's opened.
这个人他真的知道说主耶稣基督是他的唯一的希望。
This man truly understands that Jesus Christ is his only hope.
所以他不是回家去。他是跟随耶稣。
Therefore, he did not go home. Rather, he followed Jesus.
他跟随耶稣做什么？
What did he follow Jesus for?
因为他的跟随印证了再一次的印证耶稣基督他的权柄是他是从神来的。
He followed Jesus to prove that Jesus Christ's authority comes from God.
因为他的跟随让众人归荣耀给神。
He's following Jesus prove to others that the glory is from God.
马可福音这里没有记载他跟随之后发生什么事情。
Book of Mark did not record what happened after he followed Jesus.
但是在路加福音十八章里面就有写了。
But in Luke chapter 18, here records what happens after he followed Jesus.
我们来看路加福音第十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章四十三节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18, verse 43.
四十三节，瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀给神。众人看见这事，也赞美神。
So verse 43, here it says that immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God.
他一路的归荣耀给神，就是做耶稣基督的活见证。
So he praising God on the road which means that he pray he give glory to the name of God.
众人看到这个瞎眼的眼睛看见了。
So when all the people saw that this blind man is able to see again,
然后众人也赞美神了。
So they all praise God.
他们再一次的更确认主耶稣基督他的神性，他是从神来的。
They once again proved that Jesus Christ is from God.
所以这个瞎子巴迪买，他领受了恩典。
So Bartimaeus, when this blind man Bartimaeus received this blessing from God.
他知道他的恩典要来做什么。
He knew that once he received this blessing, what is he to do for God?
是为了神的荣耀。
He is to glorify God.
不是只是为了他自己的好处而已。
This blessing is not just for his own benefit.
这是为什么他没有回去。
And that's why he did not go home.
因为他知道第一个就是要感谢主。
Because he knows that first thing that he needs to do is to praise God.
然后成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And then to be the disciple of Christ.
跟着耶稣基督受苦。
And follow Jesus through his suffering.
他愿意。
He is willing.
这叫真的门徒。
This is true disciple.
因为他从主耶稣领受的不是只是为了得到肉体的好处而已。
Because what he have received from God is not of only mere physical benefits.
那他的作为已经印证了他的信。
And his action already proved his faith.
这是为什么主耶稣说你的信救了你了。
That's why Jesus said your faith has healed you.
因为通常当主耶稣讲这句话的时候，
Because when Jesus said this,
他通常都包含人不但肉体的恩典，他也相信耶稣基督就是他的灵魂的救主。
Because that person already received some physical benefit, but also knew that Jesus is the Savior.
所以这个巴迪买，他真的变成心眼明亮的人。
So this Bartimaeus truly was able to see in spirit.
他的作为给我们一个非常好的提醒。
His work give us a very good warning.
看到两种本来是眼睛明亮的人，其实是瞎眼的人。
We see from this story two type of people that even though physically that they are able to see, but spiritually they are blind.
跟随耶稣的人本来应该是要心眼明亮的，反而却是瞎眼的。
These followers of Jesus Christ, they are blind in spirit.
但是这个瞎眼的瞎子，他反而是心眼最明亮的。
But here, this blind man, physically blind man, his spirit in his heart, he is able to see.
因为他认识耶稣，他相信耶稣。
Because he believed in Jesus Christ and he knew Jesus.
因为他的信，他得到恩典。
And through his faith that he received this blessing.
他用跟随耶稣来印证他的信，他相信耶稣是救主。
And through following Jesus Christ, he is to testify that he believed in Christ and believed that he is the Savior.
最后他归荣耀给神。
Lastly, he praised God and gave glory to God.
真的跟随耶稣。
This is truly following Jesus.
走向哥哥他。
And follow him towards 哥哥他。
那所以求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够心眼明亮。
So ask God to help us that our spirit, spiritual eyes could see.
最后我们来看以弗所书第一章。
Let's lastly turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
请看第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
以弗所书一章十七节
，Chapter One Verse Seventeen，
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Verse 17, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
要能看到耶稣基督是我们生命的救主，我们一定要心中的眼睛能够明亮。
So to see Jesus Christ as our Savior in our life, our heart must our eyes of our heart must be enlightened.
这是保罗祷告，也是我们的祷告。
This is Paul's prayer and also our prayer.
愿主也是帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.